Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Until last week, Dolly and James were the names most associated with Madison in Washington, D.C. But this week, it's Ashley, as two assistant U.S. attorneys, an information technology administrator in the executive office of the president, and a government hacker at the Homeland Security Department were among the 1,500 government employees found to be using the adultery website Ashley Madison from their work computers. At least one of the employees has responded to the claim, but he isn't even from D.C. He's Florida State Attorney Jeff Ashton, who spoke to reporters on Sunday.
I know it sounds bizarre to say that you are interested in looking at the site but not doing it, but that's the honest answer.
Others will decide how honest that answer is. Hackers made the Ashley Madison data public, but the Associated Press crunched that data to reveal a combination of recklessness, immorality, and a disregard for how they might be violating national security. Ted Bridas is news editor for the Washington investigative team at the Associated Press. Ted, what did you do to the data? How did you take this hack and turn it into something cross-referenceable that revealed identities?
We were a little reluctant to take at face value the list of subscribers that anyone could create an account using any name or email address. So we dove deeper into the data and noticed that Ashley Madison had recorded the incoming computer internet address, the IP address, for every subscriber who made a credit card transaction. So we compared that information with known address ranges of federal IP addresses on the internet, and were able to identify specific federal workers who were not only connecting to the site, but paying for the service, and also paying for it from within their office computers.
And paying for it means they were getting something in return, although it would be up to a prosecutor to determine, or I suppose a spouse, to determine if someone actually connected with another person. The information doesn't specifically identify other people these people might have encountered.
That's true. What we're looking at is our credit card transactions, in some cases, multiple months of paying $65 or $70 a month for access to the website.
And there's a category or a series of categories of individuals you are looking for here. You're looking for individuals who might be compromised in some way in terms of national security, individuals who have sensitive positions, whose behavior might have been reckless on the face of it. And then, of course, there are members of the military whose behavior, being adulterous, could also violate federal law.
That's right. The AP review was specifically intended to discover and identify people who may be susceptible to extortion or blackmail based on sensitive national security jobs. And we found a number of them: two assistant U.S. attorneys, an IT administrator inside the White House, a Justice Department division chief, a government hacker at the Homeland Security Department, a scientist at National Nuclear Laboratories, a number of foreign diplomats in the State Department.
And there were attempts to conceal their identities, which indicated that they understood that perhaps their position made them subject to a certain amount of oversight. But the level of concealment in some of the cases you looked at would have to be described as sophomoric at best.
Yeah, one of the great things about the AP analysis was that we identified federal government workers who were accessing the site using email addresses that were not federal government email addresses. So using throwaway or disposable emails with handles such as sexless marriage, soon to be single, or Latin lovers. Some Justice Department employees we noticed appeared to be using prepaid credit cards to try to preserve their anonymity. But since they were connecting to the service from inside the DOJ offices, we were able to walk that connection right back. I don't think the government realized that it could do the type of analysis that we had done, but we've already heard that some agencies are beginning that review process to consider whether, you know, whether clearances ought to be revoked or modified.
Ted Bridas, news editor for the Washington investigative team at the Associated Press, thanks so much.
Happy to be here.
Ted says among the places not to have had any subscribers to the Ashley Madison site, according to the AP report, is the Vatican.